In Northwest News from KPLU, the Mariners begin spring training play next week in Arizona with a pretty bold prediction from one of their star players. It's the topic of this week's conversation with KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel. Art Robinson Cano said that on paper, this Mariners team is a World Series champion. What did you think when you heard that?
I thought, hey, this guy's crazy.
Oh.
But that's a knee-jerk reaction from many, many years of hearing florid spring training rhetoric around the Mariners. But I have to say, nobody has ever said that about the Mariners' seasonal fortunes in spring training. That says a lot about what's going on, and you could say it's hyperbole, and yes, it is, but there may be something to it.
Well, speaking of that, Cano was the new superstar last spring training. This year, it's Nelson Cruz, acquired in the offseason to fill the designated hitter position. Maybe that's generating some of that excitement.
Well, I think that is a big missing piece that's now filled, because last year, the Mariners collectively at the DH position hit less than 200. They were the worst in the American League. And it was just an awful situation because they couldn't find anybody to do what is typically the easiest job. There's a lot of hitters out there who could do this. And the Mariners, for years and years, really almost since Edgar Martinez was the best DH of all time, since he retired, there hasn't been anybody to fill that void. But Nelson Cruz last year hit 40 home runs to lead the American League. And they gave him, at 34, a four-year, $57 million contract. And speaking of crazy, that's what everybody thought the Mariners were doing when they gave a 34-year-old guy a four-year deal for that much money. But in the Mariners' case, it's all about 2015. Robinson Cano says this is a world championship team, and in the 3, 4, or 5 spots in the lineup, they have Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager. That is a pretty good middle of the order, something the Mariners really haven't had since the days of Griffey.
Wow, so they do have a lot of things sewn up, but there are still a few question marks in the field, right?
Right. Fewer than we've ever seen, I think. They've got a lot of positions secured. The shortstop is going to be resolved this spring between two young guys who had their moments last year, Brad Miller and Chris Taylor. And then the outfield positions, besides starter Austin Jackson in center field, are going to be platoon situations. They brought in three new outfielders. In right, they're going to have Justin Ruggiano, signed from the Cubs, and Seth Smith, signed from the San Diego Padres, to split with the lefty-righty pitching combinations. And apparently in left field now, a new development, Dustin Ackley, who is the starting left fielder, but who hits left-handers terribly, is going to be helped by Ricky Weeks, who for 11 years has been the Milwaukee Brewers second baseman and never played the outfield. But Jack Cerenzik was the general manager in Milwaukee when they acquired Weeks. He likes him, thinks he's going to be versatile enough to be a great glove guy out there. We'll see that in spring training. I'm a little dubious, but nevertheless, he hits left-handers far better than Dustin Ackley does, and I think that is going to be a real advantage in getting production out of what was a weak spot.
And really not many questions in the pitching starting lineup either, right?
Right. The 1-2 is certainly guaranteed with Felix Hernandez and Isashi Iwakuma. Number 3 goes probably to newly acquired Jay Happ. He comes from Toronto in a trade for Michael Saunders. And then the 4 and 5 spots are likely to be James Paxton and Taiwan Walker, youngsters who debuted very successfully last year. If they all stay healthy, that's going to be a formidable starting 5. This is the most put-together Mariner team I've ever seen.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.